Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continue, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire, in his words. Russia reacted angrily, threatening ties between the two countries, which are on opposite sides in the Syrian war. French President Francois Hollande vowed Friday to crush the army of fanatics who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris. Meantime, France's neighbor Britain is also confronting the terrorist threat. VOA spoke with British Ambassador to the United States, Peter Westmacott, about the obstacles to preventing terrorist attacks like the events in Paris.
I think the point to remember when you're dealing with this kind of terrorist threat is that the bad guys have to get lucky just once, whereas the forces of goodness and truth, the forces of law and order, have to be vigilant and successful all the time if we are to stop any attacks. So, of course, after an event like this, everybody immediately looks at the intelligence and the traces they left behind to see what more we can learn about who they were, where they came from, who tasked them, and what further risks and threats there might be.
It has been 2 weeks since the team of Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off suicide vests and opening fire on innocent victims in several locations, including a crowded concert hall, and all 130 people were killed and well over 300 were wounded. Pope Francis has praised Uganda for its response to refugees on the second leg of his Africa tour. Of the 500,000 refugees in Uganda, many have fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, as well as South Sudan. This is VOA News. At least 21 people were killed, dozens others injured in a suicide attack near Nigeria's second-largest city of Kano. A suspected suicide bomber blew himself up in the middle of the annual Shia Muslim procession. The second bomber was detained before he could detonate himself and was being questioned. No claim of responsibility was made for the bombing, but radical Sunni Muslim group Boko Haram has been blamed for violence in northeast Nigeria over the past 6 years. The group wants to create an Islamic State in northeastern Nigeria. Meantime, the Global Terrorism Index says Boko Haram has become the most deadly terrorist group in the world. Malian authorities have arrested two men in connection with the terrorist attack there that killed 22 people at that upscale Bamako hotel. Katerina Hoya is in Bamako with details.
Amadou Sango of the Ministry for Security and Civil Protection says a cell phone found at the hotel led to arrest of two Malian men. He says this new piece of evidence, this item, we hope it will bring the investigation forward. He said the two suspects were picked up by Malian special forces in Bamako. Gunmen entered the Radisson Blue Hotel the morning of November 20, firing indiscriminately at guests and staff. Survivors says they then headed for the two uppermost floors, specifically looking for foreigners. Authorities still have not identified the bodies of the two gunmen killed during the siege. Katrina Haye for VOA News, Bamako.
Human Rights Watch has accused the Saudi Arabia-led coalition of targeting civilians in Yemen, saying the kingdom and its supporters in the West have failed to provide answers over the killing of civilians. A report released by HRW said neither Saudi Arabia nor the United States, which has provided intelligence and logistical assistance for the attacks, has launched an investigation into civilian deaths. United Nations says about 5,700 people have been killed in the fighting there, including more than 2,600 civilians. UN said the about two-thirds of the civilian casualties were killed by airstrikes. China has sentenced three human rights activists to harsh prison terms for participating in an anti-censorship protest in 2013. Rights groups in Western nations have repeatedly expressed concern about Chinese President Xi Jinping's broad campaign to crack down on dissent among journalists, activists, and scholars. And here in the U.S., hundreds of protesters blocking store entrances, clogging traffic in Chicago's downtown to protest the shooting death of an African-American teenager by a white policeman last year and the city's handling of the case.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Davis here. Welcome to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1 as we go back to 2006 to New York City to the International Association for Jazz Education Conference for a special presentation with Sonny Rollins. The man from New York, the saxophone colossus. The man who's served up tenor madness over the years, Sonny Rollins, was in the spotlight for a special presentation at the International Association for Jazz Education Conference in New York City in 2006. We'll listen in on some of his comments as he illuminates aspects of his glorious career, and of course we'll hear some of his wonderful music. Well, a piano colossus in jazz history over the decades is the man from Chicago, Ramsey Lewis. His latest release, out in 2015, is called Taking Another Look. Ramsey Lewis and his electric band taking a look at some of the songs he's made famous and recorded in the past. Some of them from the 1974 album Sun Goddess and from the albums from the 21st century, Taking Another Look and others. He's invited some special guests to redo some of his classic songs, and he simply just wanted to take another look at some of the fine music that he's made over the years. Let's hear some of that right now. Here's Ramsey Lewis from his latest release with a song entitled To Know Her Is to Love Her, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. The album The Mosaic Project, Love and Soul, the latest work led by Terry Lynn Carrington, the terrific drummer and composer, band leader, organizer of all-female projects. That's another all-female project with vocalist Jaguar Wright joining her on the song So amazing. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. And now let's return to 2006, to New York City, to the site of the International Association for Jazz Education Conference, and learn more about the life and career of the man they call the saxophone colossus, the great tenor giant, Sonny Rollins. In this presentation, Mr. Rollins bravely addressed a topic that many people are reluctant to speak of, and that was the drug and alcohol addiction epidemic that struck the jazz community and shortened the lives and careers of jazz greats like Charlie Parker, Billie Holiday, and others. Here are some comments about that epidemic and one of the artists, Andy Kirk, who spawned Mr. Rollins' thoughts about this topic.
In case anybody here doesn't know, Andy Kirk had a great, great jazz band, and a lot of the great jazz musicians played with Andy Kirk's band, including Les DeYoung played with one time with Andy Kirk, and Mary Lou Williams also, and many others. Andy lived up on Sugar Hill, and his son Andy Kirk Jr. played saxophone and got very good teaching from his father and being around a real good jazz environment. And so Andy Kirk Jr. was one of the very promising young players. Unfortunately, like so many of us, he got involved with bad habits. In so doing, it cut short any promise that he had and cut short his career, cut short his life, as a matter of fact. This was a very painful episode for most of myself and my contemporaries. A lot of us really went through a difficult period with the jazz community. A lot of people in the jazz community got involved with drugs because some of our idols did. We knew Billie Holiday did because she was always getting arrested and played up in the papers. There are a lot of other people, but they made a big federal case out of Billie Holiday. But anyway, we figured, well, gee, if they do it, then it's okay for us to do it. So we started doing some of these detrimental things. And, you know, it's a very tricky subject. For a long time, I would want to not talk about it, but my wife told me, well, Sonny, don't be ashamed of talking about it because it was a period in your life which you dealt with. And you overcame it, so to speak. So it's nothing to be ashamed about talking about. But I was sort of reticent to talk about it. You know, I wanted to put it in the back.
Overcome it, he certainly did, to create some of the greatest music of the 20th and 21st centuries. Here's Sonny Rollins alongside the Modern Jazz Quartet. John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums, from the album Sonny Rollins with the Modern Jazz Quartet, and the classic In a Sentimental Mood, Duke Ellington's classic, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Mm-hmm.
Coryell, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
That spirited piece of music comes from the great guitarist Larry Coryell, in collaboration with the sons of Dave Brubeck, the Brubeck Brothers Quartet, from the album titled Better Than Live. That fiery piece of music was entitled Fire Serpent. Hope you enjoyed that. And by the way, the father of Chris and Darius Brubeck, Dave Brubeck, would be celebrating a birthday on the 6th of December. We'll be thinking about him and giving you some of his music on the next edition of Jazz America. We're going to give you some of the music and thoughts of Sonny Rollins as we continue our focus on him on this edition of Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. Here's a message I've received from a longtime Jazz America listener, and the message reads as follows. Dear Russ Davis, jazz greetings from Widodo in Medan, North Sumatra, Indonesia. Thank you for doing a great job keeping jazz, the essence of what America is all about, freedom, alive and well in this troubled times of greed and indifference. Best jazz regards, Widodo. Well, regards back to you. And thank you very much for listening and for your thoughtful message. And I hope you'll join me now in wishing one of the greats of jazz today a very happy 70th birthday. On the 27th of November, Randy Brecker, the master of the trumpet, turned 70, and let's enjoy some of his latest work. He's one of the busiest men you can imagine, whether it's reuniting members of his Brecker Brothers band or putting together his own quartet, playing with his wife, Ada Rovati, or his daughter, Amanda Brecker, on his most recent album, Randy Pop, on which he revisited some of the pop songs he'd been a sideman for. Well, he's also working constantly with artists all over the world. And here's one of his latest works with the Bill Warfield Big Band. The album is called The Trumpet Story, and from that, here's the song Sponge to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America and to help us celebrate the 70th birthday of the great Randy Brecker.
Seems, see the moon.
Woman. Wiggle, wiggle, turn like a cat. pockets, and she read his days, and she make him love her, and she shoot fly away. She got a black dress on for $1,000. She wail and she moan.
Voice of the legendary Nina Simone with her classic song, Sea Line Woman, remixed by the group known as Masters at Work from the album Verve Remixed. So something from the 20th century brought up to the 21st century with remixing, a phenomenon that's happened in music of every style you can imagine, from jazz to pop to rock to dance to country to classical music. It's a revolution. Electric and acoustic coming together in a beautiful way. Hope you enjoyed that. Nina Simone, Sea Line Woman. Russ Davis here, and one of the greats of all time, Sonny Rollins, was on stage in front of the audience at the International Association for Jazz Education Conference in New York City in 2006 and gave the crowd an inside look at his incredible life and career. Let's hear more of his comments and then hear more of his music here on Jazz America.
Jazz is a music which is not just joy. I mean, it's joy, but it's also intellectual. It makes you use your mind. It's not just something that's, great. Yeah, it's great. You could dance, do it, everything, but it's also intellectual, which everybody needs that. We need to think, and that's why music lessons are great for children, because children need to activate that part of their mind. So this, in my opinion, is what makes jazz a very important social force as well as the music itself. And Bud Powell, of course, is one of the people that when you heard him play, I mean, it was great and joyful and all that stuff, but I mean, when you realize that a lot of deep thinking went into what he was playing, and that also added another level of enjoyment, you know. People have always asked me, well, Sonny, what do you think about when you're soloing? You know, what's going through your mind? And I relate to them that when I'm playing at my best, which is not often, but when I am, my mind is blank. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in my mind at all. It's sort of like being in a sort of a trance, sort of. I mean, you're just playing, and often when I'm playing, the guys in my band sometimes have to remind me that, hey, it's time to get off the stage, or something like that.
Well, let's just imagine Sonny Rollins closing his eyes, taking some solos on the song you're about to hear, which, by the way, was recorded in the year these comments were recorded, in 2006. Here's the title cut from Sonny, Please. Sonny Rollins on Jazz America from VOA1.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sonny Rollins, the legendary saxophone colossus, the master of the tenor sax. I hope you enjoyed the title cut from his 2006 release, Sonny Please. Well, we enjoyed his comments and certainly enjoyed his music. And on the next edition of Jazz America, it's time to pay homage to three of the greats of jazz who left us far too early, with a special I call Gone But Not Forgotten. All of them with birthdays early in the month of December. We'll hear from Dave Brubeck, Grover Washington Jr., and Jaco Pastorius, masters from various eras of jazz, on the next edition of Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?